Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, where sometimes we explore a theme, sometimes we meander through the mythical island of forgotten vinyl. You'll hear homemade recordings, CDs, cassettes, 45s, 78s, old radio shows and more every week on the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm your man of action, DJ Frederick.
The time now, very nearly 3 o'clock. The next programme on BBC One, Songs of Praise, follows at 3:15 after a trade test transmission.
Alan Morehouse with Pop Mandolin, and before that, Andre Ceccarelli with Beautiful Country. And we started off this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop with some BBC test card music. And if you stick around long enough on the Radio Thrift Shop, I will eventually explain what BBC test card music is. But until then, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org and over in Cuyahoga Falls. And I know I just massacred that. Cuyahoga Falls, 96.1 WCFILPFM. And out there in Ohio, hello, folks, and thank you for listening. Well, every program takes a trip through the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound, and we're going to get right to that right after this.
You're listening to the Fisk Jubilee Singers with Band of Gideon, a cylinder recording from 1927, and you're on the Sound Beat. The Jubilee Singers are credited with introducing the arranged spiritual. Critics claim these arranged versions, with European-style timbre, undermined authentic spirituals. Said Nora Neale Hurston in 1934, "There never has been a presentation of genuine Negro spirituals to any audience anywhere. What is being sung by the concert artists and glee clubs are the works of Negro composers or adapters based on spirituals." John Lovell Jr. disagreed in 1972. "If people were forced to sing the songs the way some arbitrary authority decides, or not sing them at all, the spiritual would quickly die, and would be better dead." This episode was co-written by Anna Kurtz, part of the Soundbeat Class Partnership. It was produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Berry.
Exploring Science and the Sea. One of the joys of an afternoon at the beach is watching the seabirds as they soar with the winds. But such birdwatching might serve as more than just entertainment. A recent study found that tracking seabirds as they fly along the coastline can reveal the speed and direction of the wind, important details for weather forecasts and climate models. Today, scientists track winds over the oceans with satellites and buoys, but both techniques have limits. Satellites measure wide areas, so they miss the details, and they're over any given area only a couple of times a day. And buoys measure conditions over a limited area. That makes it tough to measure winds along the coast, which can vary dramatically depending on time or location. So an international team of researchers found a possible new way to measure winds. They placed tiny GPS devices on three species of birds, the streaked shearwater and two types of albatross, then tracked the birds for several days. After retrieving the trackers, they compared the birds' ground speed to their direction of flight. Those details allowed the researchers to estimate the winds. They then compared their estimates to records of winds from satellites and other sources. The estimates matched the actual recorded wind conditions. That suggests that tracking birds in flight could be a new tool for measuring the winds along the world's coasts. Details that could improve our knowledge of Earth's weather and climate, and our ability to predict both. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Going to feature a scarce 45 now by Dave Hamilton on the TCB label, which was a private label out of Detroit, Michigan. This is a tune called Pisces Pace. Thank you.
tomorrow, today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace that had been behind the door where my love reigned a scream? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn night today. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in a mean street back of town becomes a shrine when I think of you only. Just to up to down. No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn night today. As music played, the faster did we dance. We felt it both at once, the start of our romance. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned a scream? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands for a symbol of the dawn. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in a mean street back of town becomes a shrine when I think of you only. Just to up to down. No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands for
song written by Graham Gouldman. That's the Herman's Hermits with No Milk Today. Before that, E. Rodney Jones with Soul Heaven, and we started off with Dave Hamilton and Pisces Pace. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm here every Saturday evening on your radio dial from 10 p.m. until midnight. And online at classicalwscs.org, where you can listen on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, or your gold fillings. We're going to take a look now at some news in the low-power FM world, some stations that have gone on the air recently around the United States. KGZFLP debuted on 106.7 in Fresno, California. They are now on the air. WQCN is on the air at 105.3 in Richmond, Virginia. WEOZ 97.1 is on the air in Loudoun, Tennessee. Very, very cool stuff. In fact, a bunch of stations have signed on just in the past couple of weeks alone. It's all over the country in Pennsylvania, Oregon, Wisconsin, Kansas, Kentucky, Florida. Hopefully we'll get some new LPFM stations up here in New England soon as well. For more information, you can consult the LPFM database at lpfmdatabase.com. Here's a tune called 49 Reasons by Julius Brockington. Whether you like shortwave, FM, AM, or satellite radio, this is the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves with DJ Frederick. Return with us now to the yesteryears of tomorrow.
Today, I just made it my way. First day on the road now, like a high-stepping queen. Just a little bit dizzy now, just a trifle obscene. I'm just a little bit crazy. I said, I hope you know what I mean.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Call someone a Luddite today, and you'll likely receive a sour look. The term has evolved into meaning someone who is against modern ways or modern technology. But the original Luddites were far more calculating in their rejection of the industrialization that was destroying their way of life. They emerged in Nottingham, England, curiously the same district famous for another champion of the poor, Robin Hood. The Luddite movement was a reaction by mill workers of the Manchester-Leeds industrial region of England to the coming of steam-powered machinery. That machinery replaced their skilled labor and left them jobless and hungry. According to legend, the mythical figure of Ned Ludd was a simple-minded boy who accidentally broke a frame or one of the looms that they wove with. Others who broke frames deliberately might cover it up by claiming that they were as clumsy as a Lud. But Ned Lud was also said to be a general on whose orders workers would demand that factory owners shut down steam-powered machinery or the frames would be broken. The Luddite movement was adamantly nonviolent, although they did destroy property. It reached its height in the spring of 1812. By February 27, 1812, Lord Byron himself spoke to the House of Lords on the Luddite riots, and he called for a peaceful resolution to the Luddites' complaints, but it was not to be. In June of 1812, some 38 weavers were charged with administering oaths to weavers and pledging them to destroy steam looms, and they were accused of attending a seditious meeting. At their subsequent trial, all 38 were actually acquitted, but later that summer, 8 men in Lancashire were sentenced to death. 15 more were executed at York. While there were occasional outbreaks of violence afterwards, by 1817, the Luddite movement had been thoroughly crushed and had ceased all activity in Great Britain. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
45s by Neo Nardini. We heard Malaysia and Baghira. And before that, we heard John Kenyon with First Day on the Road from a privately released LP back in 1970-something. And we started off with Julius Brockington, 49 Reasons. And in the middle there, we heard some hidden histories of the Luddites. And speaking of Luddites, ye old DJ Frederick is sort of a Luddite. We're doing radio old school here on the Radio Thrift Shop. However, I am working on a website, and you can also find us on Facebook. Just do a search for Radio Thrift Shop. Be glad to have you join the group. And also, you can look on radioforall.net. That's radio, numeral four, and all.net, radioforall.net. You can find past editions of Radio Thrift Shop, Seldom Heard Radio, Free Radio Skybird, Night Train to Mundo Fine, and many more DJ Frederick programs. Thank you. Boulevard. That was French group Godchild with Dan Cicada. Oui. Before that, the Yokohama Knights with Hawaii 5-0 with a little mashup with Green Sleeves. The Pacific Band, Sally Rose before that. Then Pete Wislow, Space Chariot. And we started that set off with Renny Costa and Scrabble. This is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.